was thrilling. There are always things that you worry about in representation, because you are working in a three-dimensional space with complex objects, and you're thinking about different patinas on surfaces, different levels of finish, lighting, and everything happens conceptually on paper. So it's a combination of the conceptual framework you put around your work, and then the reality of how that maps into three-dimensional space and how it feels for visitors. And you actually don't know until everything's back in the room whether you've got the harmonies right. So a really good example is the rehanging of the Wootton. So moving the Wootton from the Great Hall back to its 1799 location in the ballroom. The first satisfying thing that happened there was that when we deconstructed that space and it was empty, we found the 18th century pilaster, which was put on that panelling to balance the 17th century pilaster, so that when the painting was in there, the panelling around it was acting as a kind of, I say, no, extension of the frame. It gave it a kind of classical symmetry. And I'd never even noticed this bit of painting until the room was empty. And I was like, oh, thank goodness, because I suspected I got the right wall through all of the kind of documentary evidence and early photographs which recorded picture hangs elsewhere. So I kind of knew we were in the right place, but that just kind of confirmed that it was the right space for it. And I was worried about putting a picture that big in that space would look. And I worried about it right up until the moment it hung on the wall. And I thought, we've made the right decision. It looks absolutely fantastic.